You're listening to Week 5 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears, will join us soon to talk about a loss against Vincennes, but also get ready for the game against Wrights coming up on Friday, 6:30 at home for Central. Plus, we're going to hear from Easton Vetter, the freshman phenom. He is the backup quarterback, but he's better known as wide receiver one for Central after two touchdown catches, five receptions, nearly 70 yards in the air for Easton Vetter against Vincennes. So much to talk about on Week 5 of the Central Football Show, brought to you by Bel Air Land, Gary's Body Shop, ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman, the agent, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football, will join us on Week 5 of the Central Football Show when we return on WREF. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Back here on Week 5 of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Brandon Artis, the head coach of the Bears, is here on WREF. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
All good. Yeah, really appreciate you taking the time every single week talking about Central Football. And a loss against Vincennes, but there were some moments where this offense looked really, really effective pushing the ball downfield. First quarter, you guys traded touchdowns with Vincennes. What is your takeaway from this game?
We executed the game plan. I mean, those first couple of drives, my biggest takeaway and what we talked about last week is we can move the ball, which we know that for sure. The problem is we just got to limit turnovers and all the stuff that kills us. And so that's what we're working on because we have guys and we have dudes that can do things. We just got to figure out how to play mistake-free football. And so so my takeaway is that we're still, after 4 weeks, trying to figure out how not to turn the ball over.
Yeah, a couple of fumbles, a couple of interceptions. And I know that that's a very frustrating thing, especially when you guys are moving the ball and you shoot yourself in the foot with a turnover. But when, say, Elijah fumbles or when Hunter throws an interception, what's your message to those guys in trying to minimize those mistakes down the line this season?
It's next play. And so we're trying to instill next play mentality. The problem is when you've been losing for so long, or when you have that kind of instilled that, it's hard. It's the here we go again effect, right? And so when things go bad, they go all the way bad because guys' mentality, it hasn't worked out for them as much at a high rate. And so if you're a program where things work out all the time eventually, then you're it's easy to have that kind of bravado. But us trying to establish culture, it's, let's be honest, when you have two fumbles back to back on kick returns, guys kind of think that the game's over. And so that's what we're trying to fight.
Landon Hartley is an extremely capable quarterback for the Alices, and he was very efficient, 15 of 19 in the air, more than 260 yards, had the five touchdown passes. So obviously for your defense, that's a difficult challenge. But what was it that the Alices were doing specifically
that made it very difficult to stop, say, in the second quarter when they put up 26.
We were focused on stopping the run, and it left us vulnerable in some spots and some one-on-one stuff. They did some crossing things, and guys made plays. There was a couple of – there was about three touchdowns where guys – their guys made a better play than our guy. And so they stepped up for – they had a freshman fill in for their quarterback, so they stepped up for their young guy, and they just made better plays. We tried to focus on stopping 33, who's a really good running back. I mean, I love what Vincent is doing. They got a really good program, so – we just got to be better.
Again, talking to Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central Football after a loss to Vincennes. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Easton Venner, the freshman turned receiver, backup quarterback, but now he's doing a little bit of everything. Had a couple of touchdown catches against the Alices. We're going to talk to him in a moment right here on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week 5 of the Central Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Easton Venner, the freshman phenom for the Bears, joins us on WREF. Easton, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How about you?
All good. Really appreciate you coming on to talk about your two touchdown catches against Vincennes, accounting for really all of the offense. What made you successful in the receiving game for the Bears?
I think the main thing was the game plan was great. We knew what we would have against their defense, and I think everybody just executed. And when we did score, it was a good execution from the whole offense.
Five catches, nearly 70 yards receiving for you. Mentioned the two touchdowns, highlighted by the big 41-yard reception. But I do want to ask you about your background. You know, you as QB2, how much does that influence your ability, your knowledge of the offense, the scheme, when you're lining up as a receiver and Hunter throwing you the football?
I see it does. It does influence somewhat, just because, like, as a quarterback, you kind of know where you're going to be open, when you're going to be open. But I don't know. At the end of the day, it doesn't make a huge difference to me.
You might be going for something called Rookie of the Year. Then again, I'm not sure the SIAC has a denoted Rookie of the Year. Then if they did, you would be in the running and maybe even a front runner because of what you're doing as only a freshman. When you're making big plays, when you reel in two touchdown catches, nearly 70 yards, you're the leading receiver, you're the backup quarterback, you're this, you're that for Central Football. Does it dawn on you in real time how special and how important what you're doing and impressive what you're doing is in real time?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's just I'm doing my job. I'm doing it the best I can. And I just want to win. So it doesn't matter to me how well I do. I just want to win.
What does kind of encapsulate you as a football player? Like, how do you want to be known on the football field? Because you play all these different roles and positions, and any given week you can be in a different position. So I can't necessarily say, oh, you are a wide receiver, but as a football player, what is your identity?
I just want to be identified as a good football player overall. It doesn't matter to me where I'm playing, what position I'm playing. I just want to be known as helping Central Football win games and just building up a better program.
Easton, you mentioned the scheme and the game plan worked really well against Vincent, especially early on. You guys moving the football. How do you feel about the matchup with Wrights coming up 6:30 on Friday?
I think it's just like any other week. If we follow our game plan, we trust our coaches, and we can't be in our heads in the game. We gotta stay positive, and no matter what happens, if we follow the game plan, I think we have a shot at winning.
That's Easton Vetter, the freshman phenom for Central Football right here on WREF. Really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the two touchdown catches from last week against Vincennes, and good luck against the Panthers on Friday.
All right, thank you.
All right, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. Brandon Artis, the head coach of Central Football, will rejoin the program week 5 of the Central Football Show, talking about the game upcoming against Wrights on Friday when we return on WREF.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award War Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Coming down the home stretch of Week 5 of the Central Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. The Bears return back home to play Rice this upcoming Friday at 6:30. Brandon Artis, the head coach, joins us to talk about it. Now, Coach, in talking about this Panther team, and this offense has gone through a bit of a facelift, I guess you can say. It's certainly a revolving door at quarterback, Jamontre Johnson to start the year. Now it's Parker Baumeier. What do you see on tape from the new QB1?
He you can tell that he's the kind of kid that does what the coach says. He throws a pretty decent deep ball. He tries to play mistake-free football, and when he's at quarterback, I'm guessing their goal is to hand the ball off and throw it when you have to. And so, honestly, he's the kind of guy that it's – to me, it's harder to play a guy like that because you know that he's going to limit errors. And so he's going to try to do everything right, do what coaches ask. So, like last year, he played against us in the playoff game, and he was pretty efficient. He had a really good game against us, so I'm excited to play him.
And whenever you're playing a team that you could very well face in the sectional, I know that it does mean a little bit more because you guys are getting ready for what's to come and maybe the most important game of your season to come, maybe against Rice in the sectional. So what I'm trying to ask is, does that change your approach as a coach going into a game like this?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I don't believe, I mean, we play in the SIC every week is a battle. And we play really good teams every week. And so to me, it's the same kind of mindset. I don't think it'll change the approach at all just because we play in a really strong conference. To me, one of the better conferences in the state.
I no doubt it certainly is one of the better conferences in the state. There's so much talent, and namely, Rice has a lot of it. And I mentioned that Jamontre Johnson is no longer the quarterback. He's playing more receiver now, and I know that he is an extreme talent. So when you have that kind of speed on the edge for the Rice offense, what does that do for your secondary and you guys trying to figure out a way to stop him? Because he had a couple of big catches for the Panthers last week against the Huskies.
Yeah, anytime he's on the field, doesn't matter if he's a quarterback, receiver, whatever he's doing, he's a really good football player and ultimately a really good kid. And so you got to kind of be cautious because you know he's out there. And so you know that they're going to throw a bubble screen. You know that they're going to give him a chance deep. We know those things. The problem, the question is, are you going to line up and be willing to stop it? And so he's a really good player, and we just respect everybody. So we got to he has our respect out there for sure.
We heard from Easton Vetter, and he's an extremely talented kid. Only a freshman for him to do what he did last week, two touchdown catches against Vincennes. That's special. I'm just kind of curious, not to give Corey Brunson the answers to the test, but if you were coaching against Easton, knowing what he can do, knowing what he's capable of, how would you coach and scheme against him?
Honestly, I would stack the box and make other guys beat us. If he's at quarterback, I would bring it. I would stack the box. If he's at receiver, you got to account for him. And he's a really good player. And ultimately, he is a kid that's going to do what's asked. And when the moments are too big, it's not too big for him. And so that's what makes it easy to coach a kid like him, just because you can tell that the moments aren't too big. And so, I mean, if I'm right, you just got to account for him.
I can't wait to see what he puts out there this upcoming game against Rice, 6:30 at Central. And that's the Bear football coach, Brandon Artis, here on WREF Week 5 of the Central Football Show. Coach, really appreciate the time, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Week 5 of the Central Football Show on WREF.